It's the Congressional Corner with Congressman Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District. He's a Democrat. He's been in office since 1997, and he's quite outspoken, which is one of the things about him that I like the most. I don't like people who fool around. Oh, let's start with the reaction to the mass shootings, the terrible mass shootings in Las Vegas. Are there lessons to be learned? Is there anything you bring away from this?
Well, first of all, I mean, like everybody else, I'm horrified and I'm heartbroken. I mean, as we speak, it's, you know, the death toll is 58 and over 500 plus have been injured. I mean, these are people who just went to a country music concert and were victimized by some guy who we don't even know what his motives are, but who had access to essentially a machine gun. Why the hell anybody in this country needs to have a weapon of war, an automatic weapon that you just hold the trigger and, you know, it rapid fire bullets all over the place is beyond me. We're the only industrialized country in the world that has massacres on a regular basis. And with each one, more and more people get killed. So at some point, Congress has to have the guts, not just Republicans, but Democrats, too, to start looking at how we limit these weapons of war, because clearly, the reason why the death toll was so high was because this guy had access to this essentially what has been characterized as a machine gun.
Jim McGovern, why in the world do you think Americans fall for this? You know, the idea that they have to have guns. We've heard that they want to be in a position to fight the government if they ever have to. Huh. It seems nonsensical to me, but I'm wondering what's going on.
You know, I've been asking myself that question for a long, long time. But here's the deal. When you look at the public opinion polls, the majority of Americans believe we should have universal background checks. They believe that, we ought to ban assault weapons. The problem is that a very well-financed special interest lobbyist, lobbying group called the NRA, uses its power to influence elections. And so you have not just Republicans, but you have a lot of Democrats who are afraid of their own shadow when it comes to talking about gun safety and gun control. Look, I mean, there's a difference to me between somebody who has a gun to hunt and somebody who owns a machine gun. I mean, one could argue that, there's a sport here. I mean, that we want to respect the rights of hunters. We want to respect the rights of law-abiding citizens. But what the hell would you want a machine gun for? I mean, the only purpose that this, gun has is to kill people. And why we feel that, respecting the Second Amendment means that you should be able to buy whatever you want and, as much as you want, is beyond me. I mean, there needs to be some common sense here. And look, we need to have a discussion. I've been for gun control and gun safety initiatives all my life. I had a cousin who was killed in a robbery in a package store, using a firearm that, I have my strong opinions on this, but can we at least have a discussion about how we can stop this? I mean, there are people of all ages who were killed in this concert. These people did nothing wrong. They did not put themselves in a dangerous spot. They just happened to be at a country music concert, and this is what happened to them. You know, when I hear people say, oh, well, we need to arm everybody. Well, look, let's be real. This guy was on the 32nd floor of a hotel firing down into a crowd. No one even knew where the gunfire was coming from. And the idea that if you had a handgun or something, you'd be able to, carefully aim and be able to identify where the shooter was coming from and prevented all of this, that's just ridiculous. I mean, this guy had an automatic weapon that all he had to do was hold his finger down on the trigger, and it just automatically sprayed bullets everywhere. So, come on. I mean, let's be reasonable. And, let's at least take some common sense steps, people should not be able to own these kinds of guns. That ought to be a sensible step. Universal background checks ought to be a sensible step. But let's at least talk about this, and let's not, we'll come in today for Congress, when Congress comes into session, and we'll have a moment of silence, and everybody will say a prayer, and then we'll get back to business as usual. Well, at some point, we have to say, you know, we can't just do that. That's just unacceptable. And, you know, again, I mean, my heart aches for these families, you know, who sent their loved ones off to go to a concert and now have received the news that they had been murdered. And I find this all so heartbreaking.
So what's the disconnect, Jim McGovern? What's the disconnect between polling, which shows a majority of Americans for sensible answers, right, and the fact that we can't get it done?
Well, I think it's because, you know, the NRA has a lot of money, and they pour it into people's districts. And those voters who vote to protect, you know, owning any kind of gun, you know, vote to protect all of the NRA's agenda at any cost, no matter how extreme it may be, those voters tend to be single-issue voters. That's the only issue that matters to them. It's not Medicare. It's not Social Security. It's not funding for education. It's not environmental protection. It comes down to, I want to own any gun I want and as many as I want. And those voters tend to vote on a single-issue basis. And, you know, I think at some point, you know, we got to have voters stand up and say, you know, if you're going to get out there and defend people's right to own a machine gun, a weapon of war, and as many as those kinds of weapons that people want to be able to own, they ought to be able to own. Well, if you're going to take that position, well, then people are going to have to. I think voters are going to have to start standing up and saying, I can't accept that. We have too many tragedies. I've lost count of how many massacres have happened since I've been in Congress. I mean, I remember we talked on your program not too long ago about the shootings in Orlando. I mean, we've talked about Sandy Hook. I can go on and on and on. And now, as we speak, over 58 people are dead and over 500 are injured by one shooter who had essentially a machine gun and, you know, was on the 32nd floor of a hotel and sprayed an entire crowd with these deadly bullets. And, you know, at some point, people are going to have to say enough is enough, and they're going to have to help their members of Congress develop a backbone to stand up to the National Rifle Association. I mean, honest to God, how you can continue to defend their agenda in the face of what has been going on in this country is beyond me.
So you and I both know the answer to your question. John Kennedy wrote a book called Profiles in Courage. At some point, you got to do what's right. You're doing what's right. I'm sure, Jim McGovern, that you have heard from people in your district who say, what are you doing to me? I love my gun. I get them at the radio station, and they are vigorous. And they say, we're going to vote against you. Right. Andrew Cuomo passes a bill in upstate New York, a SAFE Act, and he'll never live it down with many of these people. At what point do your colleagues look inward and say, it ain't worth being a congressman?
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully sooner rather than later, because lives are literally in the balance. Look, I have two brothers-in-laws who are members of the NRA, who are gun owners, who, you know, and you know, who are law-abiding citizens, and they believe there ought to be universal background checks. They don't understand why a man like this shooter was able to get the kind of gun he was able to purchase to be able to commit this terrible crime. I mean, You know, most gun owners I talk to, you know, get it. Now, yes, there are those who visit me in my office hours, you know, who tell me they'll never vote for me because they believe, you know, in all these conspiracy theories that, you know, the NRA, you know, feeds them, and they believe that somehow we want to take away all their guns, and, you know, and on and on and on and on. I mean, I've heard this. I've heard the many conspiracy theories over the years. But you know, okay, I've got a son in college. I got a daughter who's in high school, you know. They go to concerts all the time. I mean, I couldn't help but think of them when I woke up to this news this morning. I mean, as parents, we need to protect our kids. We need to help create a world where these kinds of things don't happen, especially at such a frequency. And so let's have this discussion. Let us have this debate. You know, one of the problems here in Washington is we can't even have the debate. I mean, you recall we did that sit-in, not too long ago because we were trying to get a vote on universal background checks and on a bill that would say that you you know, if you can't fly on an airplane because you're on an FBI terrorist list, then you ought not to be able to go buy a gun. We couldn't even get those brought to the floor for a debate. I mean, so let us at least have that debate and put members on record as to where they stand on these issues. I believe that those senators and those congressmen who, you know, willingly let the assault weapons ban lapse and who refused to be able to bring that bill to the floor for us to reconsider, they ought to be, they have a lot to think about today because the murder weapon here wasn't your ordinary hunting rifle. It wasn't a handgun. It was basically a machine gun, a weapon of war. And at some point we have to decide, you know, what kind of society do we want to live in? And do we want to live in one where these kinds of massacres happen on a regular basis? Or do we want to look to the rest of the world, by the way, you know, who don't have these kinds of problems that we do? You know, we're doing something wrong here, and the time has come for us to at least have a discussion.
Congressman Jim McGovern, I certainly have great respect for what you are saying here because I couldn't agree with you more. Congressman Jim McGovern of the Massachusetts 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997, and a man who speaks his mind. Thanks, Jim. When we come back the next time, I got lots more for you.
Thank you.